Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jansen wants it, down and away again, so it seems. Now raises the glove high, and Kowser unloads to right! Gone! His second home run on an 0-2 pitch in the series. His third overall. 3-2 for the win. Fastball, got him! Strike three! 13 punch-outs for the Orioles pitching staff. And if ever there was a game they had to have this year, this was the one, and they had it. A night of resiliency for the Orioles. They win 4-1, and they get out of Tampa with a series split against a red-hot Rays team.
They've won a lot of games the last couple years, and they're young, and they're energetic, you know, but it probably just goes back to being in the playoffs for two straight years, and, you know, going back to 22, a team that had a winning record as well. So, you know, these players have won. They've won a lot of games. They're winners. You know, they know that we've dug a pretty deep hole, and they know that pretty much every day our back's up against the wall, and we got to do everything we can to win every game.
Kevin Brown on Masson with the call as the Orioles. Colton Kowser had never hit a home run on an 0-2 pitch entering this series. He hit two in this series, hit three home runs in the series. We'll get to the Charlie Morton of it all in about 10 minutes. But Orioles win 4-1 and salvage a split after what was a disastrous game on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair to wonder or ask, is that their best win of the season after their worst loss of the season? And it may have been just that in a little over 24 hours, right? Because even though that other game was crazy, this game, I think, ended a little later because it started later with the little rain delay. Either way.
And it also had the delay.
And
the delay.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Good on them. They got the biggest hit in the ball game, and they're a team that... that has not happened nearly enough this year. We talked for a good part of the season about how they cannot really win low-scoring games, right? They're kind of like OKC. When they win, it's because they blow people out and you know, everybody hits. And when they score, you know, 3 to 4 runs or less, the winning percentage has been really bad. So for them to win a low-scoring game on the road against maybe the best team in baseball at this very moment, hats off to them. Kind of had a playoff vibe to me. Like it. And for them, you know, it probably was a playoff game. I mean, they lose that game, they lose 3 or 4. You have to really start wondering about their psyche going into Yankee Stadium. So I think for them, they probably approached it as a playoff game. I think Manzolino certainly managed it like a playoff game. The bullpen got it done again. It got a little hairy, but they got it done. We continue to see the best of Felix, and Colton Kowser has absolutely given them a jolt of energy and adrenaline and electricity since he's come back.
He's been massive for them since he came back.
Five home runs.
Look, the strikeouts, and he hasn't struck out the past couple games. The strikeouts are going to be up, and you have to live with that, but... that power's real. And Ken, you said, when he hits it, man, it goes a million feet every single time. And a big moment, two strikes in that count, but also two outs, and to come through with runners in scoring position, where that was a major, major area of concern from last year, that was huge. But you mentioned the bullpen, where they were fantastic for a nice stretch up until last night, where it was a meltdown. And yes, it wasn't exactly the prettiest. Yeah, two nights ago. The prettiest at times, but Dominguez to get out of it, where it was first and second, nobody out. He had the wild pitch in the middle of a at-bat, and so second and third, nobody out, to not allow a run there, and Soto to come through. Baker pitching on a third straight day, which he'd never done before. I know he only faced the one batter, or two batters, but the bullpen came up huge.
Three straight guys walked the first guy they faced. And that was Dominguez, Soto, and Baker, and they were all able to get out of that. So not exactly ideal. And Felix, I think, went 3-0 to the first guy he faced. So
they got hairy.
Yeah, but they got out of it. They only give up one run to a good team in their house. It's funny, we're talking to Ryan Ripken off the air. Not making excuses, but it can't be fun to play baseball. Like, everybody seemed to be sweating through their jerseys, but they got the split. And Jason, as you said, coming off what is about as bad of a loss as I can imagine, what we saw Wednesday night, to come out there and take that game and split that four-game series, I'm rarely giving them credit this year. I'll give them credit for that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I wasn't sure they had that in them. And look, did they get a lot of damage done against Rasmussen? And we talked about how well he's been pitching, and we talked about, especially at home with that 2.08 ERA, that he's a problem. Like, no, they didn't light him up, but they made him work, and they made him work in the heat, and they were able to keep him from... Look, the night before, everybody blew up their bullpen. So they were able to keep Rasmussen from providing extreme length and cover for Kevin Cash. And again, we'll talk about Uncle Charlie. And our starter was better than their starter. And that hasn't always been the case. And their starters have been really good. And we said going into the series, they're not a bullpen team anymore. They're getting the most length from their starters of anybody in baseball. So on a night when both teams are compromised from the night before, and you're wondering who's going to be able to mix and match, and you're wondering which starter is going to hold up better, the fact that the O's starter, 41 years old, in those same conditions, outpitched the guy who'd been pitching like an all-star for them and was used to those conditions in his prime, and we got the big hit, and the night before... I mentioned they had eight guys reach base at least two times, and all they did is get the big hit with two outs and often with two strikes. That's resilience.
Well, you talk about making him work, and it's a topic of discussion that we've been talking about for years now. The Orioles' not inability to take a walk. They had six walks as a team last night.
Difference. I mean, as big of a difference in the game as anything. It allowed them to move the chain. It allowed them to put themselves in position where, again, our guy might outlast theirs. And Kowser delivered the absolute difference maker. I mean, it was sort of a game where guys were pushing and shoving, and he delivered a roundhouse.
Orioles and Yankees in the Bronx. A three-game series starts this evening. It's Tomoyuki Sugano against Max Fried. Max Fried sporting a 1.89 ERA. And last I checked, he's left-handed, so that's fun for the Orioles. That's a 7.05 first pitch, but Baltimore baseball tonight. 40 in the bone at 6 here on The Fan, and we'll be previewing that as we go through the show. Guest-wise on today's show, like guest-wise because we have so much to talk about, but it's a Friday, so we'll get our best bets with our friend, the prop queen, Ariel Epstein, and our own Beltway Ben Hall at 3. And U.S. Men's National Soccer Team, they beat Saudi Arabia last night. Alex Freeman on the team. He's the son of Antonio Freeman, Baltimore's own, went to Poly, played in the NFL for the Green Bay Packers. Antonio joins us at, I'm looking at my...
4:30?
4:30, yes. My handwriting's terrible. 4:30.
Yeah, really cool story with some local ties there. Alex Freeman, very sort of young in his MLS career, has already shown enough in his first year as a starter that now he's starting matches for the U.S. national team, albeit, obviously, with a bunch of European-based players, not at this tournament, but really cool. And yeah, I mean, Antonio Freeman, what a career he had. I mean, that was Brett Favre's go-to guy for a while.
Yes.
So, yeah, we've got more to talk about with the Orioles. We'll put a bow on the end of the Ravens' offseason work with their mini camp complete. Although we all think, as much as we've talked about edge and them needing to add an edge defender, that's not the only area where they could use a little bit more fortification. So we'll get into that as well this afternoon.
We're going to talk soccer a little later, but just quickly, how are you feeling about USA Soccer after last night?
It is what it is. It is what it is.
They won.
They did. They got a result, and so they're out of the group stage. In this rinky-dink little tournament where they're sending their, like, I don't know, B-minus, C-plus team. But it happened. They played.
And they won.
They got a goal.
When's the Saudis
didn't.
When do they play next?
Play Sunday against Haiti.
Ooh, very nice. Coming up next, though, Charlie Morton was so good last night, he deserves his own segment. Charlie Morton was dealing. What do we think, Uncle Charlie? And speaking of dealing, could he be dealt? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.